this? Filipino New Year's?
No, where'd you sit up?
Because you're cooking up a feast. I smell it all the way from the interstate. What is that? Barbecue?
Oh, yeah, but it's not coming from here.
What is that noise?
Take on this, Jerry.
The people are going to love it, Mr. President. Our only conflict is whether we ambush the 6 o'clock news or hold up for prime time.
Well, screw the press. This is a need-to-know situation. We should make it top secret, and we should move in right away with DEFCON 4.
Mr. President, we cannot sit on this.
General Casey, do you have an opinion?
Well, sir, do we know they're hostile?
What do you mean, do we know they're hostile? Mr. President, they have our planet surrounded with thousands of warships.
Do we know they're warships?
Professor, what do we know about them?
We know they're extremely advanced technologically, which suggests, very rightfully so, that they're peaceful. An advanced civilization is, by definition, not barbaric. Mr. President, this is a great day. I and all my colleagues are extremely excited.
Good. Extraterrestrial life. You're right, Jerry. The people are going to love it. This is a momentous occasion.
Mr. President, we have
we'll
to...
We'll go all needy on this. I'll wear my blue Cerruti suit. And, Jerry, I'll need a good speech. Statesmanlike, historical, and yet warm and neighborly. Abraham Lincoln meets Leave It to Beaver. You know the sort of thing.
Yes, sir.
I think too old-fashioned.
Yes.
No, I don't think so. Well, this has got the colors, but... No, I don't. I don't
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, Nancy had this in the library, didn't she?
Yes, indeed.
I don't think so.
I thought perhaps the waltzed silk, and this week it's on sale.
I hardly think I need worry about that. My husband is the leader of the free world. What do you think, Taffy?
Why don't you just leave the Roosevelt room the way the Roosevelts wanted it?
Because Eleanor Roosevelt was too fond of chintz. That's why.
Mother, this isn't your house.
Taffy, if you're going to be a pest, I'm just going to have to ignore you.
Mrs. Dale?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You mean you were a nun back then?
Oh, yes. We've always been fight fans, haven't we, sisters?
Byron Williams, telephone. Byron Williams.
That's me. I gotta go.
Telephone.
You ladies have a nice time, all right? Yeah.
Byron?
Oh, Louise.
I'm sorry I have to call you at work, but the boys haven't been home in 2 nights, and I don't know what to do.
Listen, sweetie, you're doing the best you can.
Success at age.
Louise, the casino manager's giving me the evil eye. I've got to go.
I'll call you later, okay?
Hey, you still cool on me coming to Washington?
Sure, of course I am. You take care, okay? Bye.
Drink in front of me?
You're an adult. Just cold.
You help me that all we ever do is sit around in bars.
Hey, this is work, baby, okay? I'm checking the decor, the lighting, the traffic flow.
If I'd known you were going to turn into a crook, I never would have married you.
I'm not a crook. I'm ambitious. There's a difference. And if you think that you can make a nickel in this town without knowing how to dally around a few curves, well, you don't know doodly squat about the gaming industry.
Art.
Galaxy's gonna be the best hotel in Vegas. Best. I promise.
But don't you realize what you're doing? You're destroying the Earth. All this greed, this money system. You're destroying everything.
Okay, okay, Barbara, okay. Keep your voice down. I got friends here. Sugar, hit me one more time.
Stop flirting with the waitress.
God, here. Go on over at the roulette. Play our anniversary. Stay off of black.
Yeah? Make it quick. We go out live in 10 minutes. What? The actual president? What do you mean cutting in?
Budget negotiations may be dead in the water after this week if no deal is reached.
Hair looks good.
That's the assessment of House Speaker Chet Rickford, saying the deal is, quote, factually challenged. Rickford says if an agreement is...
Yeah, Stone, speak.
Jason, hi, it's me.
With a veto-proof budget.
You wearing a bra?
Listen to me, this is big. President Dale is cutting into my show today.
That's absurd. Why would he stoop to being on Today in Fashion?
He's interrupting everybody. I don't know, it's some sort of emergency announcement or something.
This doesn't make any sense. He should be talking to us.
White House is coming out live.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. I apologize for interrupting your regular programs, but I have a very important announcement to make. Many important things have happened to me in my life, my graduation from Princeton, the day that Marcia said she would be my wife, the birth of our daughter, Taffy.
Thanks, Dad.
And the news that I have heard today ranks right up there. A powerful memory is in the making, not just for me, but for all mankind. Today, an extraordinary discovery was made by the Hubble Space Telescope. The data from the Hubble was decoded, then analyzed by the powerful computers.
Apúrate a trabajar, ándale.
The images are undeniable. We are entering the dawn of a new era. Frame enlargements provide an astonishing sight. A fleet of vehicles which can best be described as flying saucers.
Come on, come on! Hop in these new pair of shoes! Yo!
If they choose to contact us.
Hey! But am I the only one shooting crap there?
We will have the opportunity to meet with them. I feel this is the perfect summation to the 20th
Martian,
century, which has seemed to have
this
worked.
This is great.
But
please come to Earth, please.
It's also seen in the recent past.
We need
the extent of
I got people.
Now there is no East.
Everybody wants to be a part of this.
Just us.
Galaxy's gonna be.
We have become
world
one planet. And soon, we will become one solar system.
What the hell is he talking about?
These flying saucers have come from the planet Mars. And at their current course and
speed, listen, Hall. I've been thinking about Martians when there wasn't no Martians.
It is profoundly moving to know there is intelligent life out there.
Glad they got it somewhere.
And our world will never feel quite the same again. Good night. And God bless you all.
Well, I could be there at, I don't know, 11. Okay, bye-bye.
Yes.
Oh, they want me to go interview that professor from the White House?
Kessler. Donald Kessler.
Yeah, I think that was his name. You know, the science guy.
This is nuts. This is... We should have got that guy.
Well, I can't help it if your people are too slow. Right, Poppy? Okay, give me a couple.
Hey, this Martian thing is pretty awesome, huh?
Did any one of you traitors see my muffin?
Your brother's gonna volunteer.
As soon as I get back to the base.
Volunteer for what, Billy Graham?
Martian detail.
Uh-huh. Cool.
I'll tell you one thing, any of the Martians come around here, I'm gonna kick their butts.
We got
gotta make it unscheduled. Stop!
Mama.
What are you doing here, huh? If you ain't gonna come home, why should you class, huh?
Mama, because
class was not canceled.
Just let's come here. For what?
Come here. I'm not gonna hurt you now. Come here.
Let go of him.
Okay. Let's come here. You think it's my
fault?
Huh? Do you? Do you? Huh? No, Mom, because it's dumb. You're going to flunk and you're going to go to jail.
No,
Mama,
no.
Please, don't bring your butt on that bus.
Get
on that bus, boy. Y'all was tripping all over you. You get back there, and I don't want to hear another word out of you. You hear me? I heard it.
At work is unbelievable.
Father, can I speak to you in private?
No, I gotta watch the floor. What do you want, Byron?
Well, you know I'm supporting my family back east.
I thought you were divorced.
Well, I am, but I still have to take care of them. But anyway, look, things have been a little lean around here, and I was wondering if I could get a raise.
Out of the question.
I'm an asset to this hotel. I mean, they like me around here.
Byron, you're a nice guy, but I can get Leon Spinks or Buster Douglas for the same money, maybe less. You better get moving. You're on in 5 minutes.
This show's going to get a hell of a rating.
So are yours, Ian.
Language you choose to employ, and in certain circumstances, the proposition that 2 and 2 equals 5 is entirely legitimate.
Call me Natalie.
And you do, please, call me Donald. Oh. I've always admired your show.
Really? You like my work?
Yes, very much.
Why? Well, thank you.
Coming out of commercial in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Professor Donald Kessler. He's the chairman of the American Academy of Astronautics. Professor, isn't it weird that we sent a space probe to Mars and we didn't even find anyone?
Well, not really, Natalie. Because we didn't get into the canals. The Martian canals are actually canyons. Some of them over 100 miles deep. Martian civilization has clearly developed under the surface of the planet. Their science and technology must be absolutely mind-boggling.
So, what in your view, Donald, Kessler, Chairman, are some of the things that the Martians can teach us, Professor?
Quite a lot about Mars, I expect, Natalie.
She's flirting.
But seriously, this is tremendously exciting. Think of it, the knowledge, the new ideas, it's going to change everything. And we must be open to it. Maybe they can tell us about our universe, how it started, where it's going, perhaps even its purpose. It's tremendously exciting. This is the most important thing to happen since Jesus walked in Galilee.
Oh, Christ. What's wrong with the picture? Go to camera 2.
I can't. It's busted.
Well, then go to 1. Go to 4.
He just got the feel.
Back.
I'm not going to have that thing in my house.
Sweetie, we may have to. The people expect me to meet with them.
Well, they're not going to eat off the Van Buren china.
Look at that brain. He must be real smart.
Don't forget, Natalie, we will look equally gross to him.
Whoa, he made the international sign of the donut.
From the limited information available, I've made three extrapolations. One, our Martian friend is a carbon-based life form. Two, he breathes nitrogen. And three, the large cerebrum here indicates telepathic potential.
You mean they can read our thoughts?
Potentially, yes.
What about their intentions? Are they a friendly people?
Logic dictates that given their extremely high level of technical development, they're an advanced culture, therefore peaceful and enlightened. The human race, on the other hand, is an aggressively dangerous species. I suspect they have more to fear from us than we from them. Doppler.
Thank you, Professor. For many years, I've been refining a translating computer. The results are not perfect. But this may answer some of your questions.
All green of skin, 800 centuries ago. Their bodily fluids include the birth of half-breeds.
How many centuries did he say?
800, sir.
Self-determination of the cosmos. For dark is the swathe that mows like a harvest.
What the hell does that mean?
I'm sorry you can't come this way. There's a tour in progress.
Hello, my name is Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
I am an alcoholic, but I haven't had a drink in 3 months. Thank you. I'm feeling so optimistic because of the Martians. We're not alone in the universe. And it's so perfect that it's happening at the beginning of the new millennium. Our planet was suffering with the ozone and the rainforest and so many people unhappy in their lives. And then the Martians heard our global karmic cry for help. People say they're ugly, but I think they've come to show us the way. I think they've come to save us.
So long, retard. Just don't be touching none of my stuff while I'm gone. Bye-bye, Grandma.
Goodbye, Thomas.
It's Billy Glenn, Grandma.
I know. Thomas.
I got to go. All right.
Well, you'll be all right. Let me train some good.
Oh, he's gone for a while.
Oh, why can't you be more like your brother?
Well, darling, we got plumb lucky with Billy Glenn. Can't expect the same luck twice. Richie, you'll make yourself useful for a change.
Sure, Dad.
Take Grandma back to the home.
Hey, Grandma, I bet you never thought you'd live to see the Martians coming to Earth. It's pretty far out, huh? Then just think of all the crazy stuff you must have seen in your lifetime. I bet people were pretty scared when they invented the trains.
Come on, kid. I'm not that old.
Grandma, you okay?
I want to see Slim. I want to see Slim and Muffy and Richie.
Sam, I'm Richie.
I know, darling. Richie was always the best one.
Right now, the president is talking to other world leaders. They're preparing a shopping list of issues of common interest to discuss. There is a unilateral, concerted, diplomatic effort being made. Jason.
Yeah, Jerry, thanks. If the Martians land, will the press have access? Can we do interviews?
Well, I mean, that depends. You know, we'd have to establish contact, work out whatever communication problems, establish a parameter for talks, and then I guess we just see what happens. here's the president.
Good morning. It's nice to see you all again. I just have a few minutes for questions, so let's get started.
Do the Martians have two sexes like we do?
This pussycat is the most beautiful pussycat in the whole world. That's my Muffy. Richie, didn't you ever have a pussycat of your own?
Sure, Grandma.
Music.
There you go.
Thank you.
Hey, Grandma, are you going to be okay? If you need anything, any donuts or anything, give me a call, all right? Bye.
I do, Bart. Looks like you ain't got no wheels. Come on, get in. I'm gonna do you a favor, Byron. I owe you one. I made a ton of money on your last fight in 73. The Quaker in Jamaica.
I'm glad somebody did.
Yeah, I know. It's rough on jocks. Get to a certain age, opportunities dry up. So here's the deal. I got this chump, owes me a lot of money, needs a wake-up call. What I'd like for you to do is use that patented left hook on him.
Just in the ring, Art, you know. Just in the ring.
Yeah, I'm hip, but I'll give you $2,000. When you're done, all you gotta do is mosey on by the office and pick up the cash.
Why you wanna come at me that way, Art? You know, I'm trying to get back with my wife. You know, we used to have problems with that same kind of shit. I've changed, man. I found a lie. I don't eat pork, and I'm a better man. I faced that demon. I don't want him coming out again.
You give up pork.
General, they're sending coordinates.
Where are they landing?
Parham. It's in the Nevada desert.
Yes, sir, and I can have my troops there at 0800 hours, sir.
Mr. President, we must not send these people the wrong message. We need a welcome mat, not a row of tanks.
What the hell are you talking about? You can't have Martians running all over Nevada.
You're right, General.
Thank you, sir.
The situation needs to be supervised.
Absolutely, sir.
General Casey, you think you can handle it?
I'd be proud.
Good. But keep a lid on it. Key media, good cross-section of guests. We don't want it to turn into a zoo out there.
Yes, sir.
They're talking about
liberals, intellectuals,
peacemongers, idiots.
Would you please keep it down? People live here.
Meet the Martian ambassador. Isn't that great?
Oh, it's a hell of an honor.
But didn't I always tell you, honey, if I just stayed in place and I never spoke up, then things are bound to happen. Yeah. Okay. To be treated like foreign dignitaries. I want your men alert and majestic with a snap in their step. It's got to look good. I mean, the whole world is watching.
Yes, sir.
Are you positive this thing is going to work?
Positively positive.
Because we don't want any slip-ups.
No, not at all, no.
How many states? Waiting and watching. Why have they come?
Curiosity? Or is it something more? Or is it simply to say, I was there. I was there when first man met Martian. Jason Stone.
CNN. Toronto.
men like a giant hubcap. Something's happening.
Doorway. It's opening.
Coming out like a giant tongue. Wow.
Wait a moment.
Greetings. I am the Martian ambassador.
Everything in space now, General. You may speak.
Greetings. I am General Casey, commanding officer of the armed forces of the United States of America.
On behalf of the people of Earth,
welcome.
You did that well.
We come in peace. We come in peace. We come in peace. We come in peace.
They came in peace.
Thank you.
No, it ain't happening. No, it didn't happen.
Could hit these assholes with everything we got, sir.
Sir, Mr. President, I know this seems terrible, but let's not be too rash.
We should nuke them now, sir.
We must establish a line of communication first.
Why not set up a town hall? We can get the public's opinion.
What do you think, Marcia?
Kick the crap out of them.
Ladies and gentlemen, this could be a cultural misunderstanding.
Yeah, maybe to them does mean war.
We all saw how they reacted to that dove. Excitement.
He did say that we come in peace.
Yes.
Your computer's ready, Mr. President.
Okay, let's do it. I know we're making the right decision.
Ready to transmit.
This is the President of the United States. I'm speaking to you in the hope that what happened earlier today in the Nevada desert was a cultural misunderstanding. There can be no doubt that we two peoples have a great deal to offer one another. You must be as excited as we to find intelligent life in the solar system. And let me make it clear, you have nothing to fear from us. Our customs may be strange to you, but we mean no harm.
For them each to be met by a limo. Top of the line car. Leather interiors. Corinthian, if they got it.
Art, are you still spinning your wheels in that cockamamie hotel?
Whoa.
Hello! The Martians have attacked. This was no misunderstanding. I was there. I saw it.
Look. You're worried about yesterday. I'm worried about tomorrow. The Martians land on Earth. They will need a place to stay, just like everybody else.
My God. Maybe we should all be destroyed.
The human race doesn't deserve to live.
Ethel, that reminds me. I would like for every limo to be stocked with every kind of alcohol known to man. And top it off with a bottle of Dome on ice.
What confounds me most of all, gentlemen, is the lack of genitalia. And, of course, down here we have the aorta. Up here we have the sphinx. Notice the highly developed cranial nerve system here. This explains, of course, the cerebral arteries. And if we notice down here, behind the optic chasm, several glands. Very curious.
Never die. Billy Glenn Norris gave his life defending our country.
But it had to be him.
Glenn Norris is a true American hero. May God rest his soul.
Squad, ready? Aim. Fire. Aim. Fire. Aim. Fire.
Hello. Byron, is everything all right? You still coming tomorrow?
You're just trying to stop me. That plane arrives at 4 p.m.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Hold on.
Cedric! Neville!
Stop!
Hey, Dad.
Who's that? Neville?
Yeah.
How you doing?
We're going to the White House.
Going to the White House?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Man, give it back.
Leave me alone. It's a school thing, like a tour.
Oh, so that means you're still going to school once in a while, huh?
Yeah.
Give me your mom again, all right?
All right, hold on. Mom. Hold on. One person again. What are you wasting this phone time for? I'm going to be seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah, but there's something I want to say to you. Just because I feel like saying it, all right?
Yeah, what's that?
I love you.
I love you too, Byron. Now stop wasting money. I'll see you tomorrow.
Issued a formal apology.
It's great. Didn't I tell you this would happen?
The Martian ambassador feels terrible and asked permission to speak to Congress. I mean, that's good, isn't it?
You bet. It's a great victory for our administration.
Thank you.
Hell of a photo op, Jerry. Are you sure I shouldn't be there?
Well, for some picky reason, the Secret Service don't want the executive branch and the legislative branch in the same room at the same time.
The Martian ambassador is going to say a few words. Come on down, Mr. Ambassador.
Short notice. General Decker, it seems I owe you an apology.
Hey, we all make mistakes, Mr. President.
Not anymore. We're going to take charge of this thing.
Excellent, sir. I have prepared the order.
What's this?
Oh, that's your executive order authorizing full use of our nuclear deterrent, sir.
Are you out of your mind? I'm not going to start a war.
We're already at war, sir. We have to nuke them. We have to nuke them now.
General Decker, if you do not shut up, I am going to relieve you of your command.
We have to strike now, sir. Annihilate. Kill. Kill. Kill.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Now, I want the people to know that they still have 2 out of 3 branches of the government working for them, and that ain't bad. I want the people to know that the schools will still be open, okay? And I want the people to know that the garbage will still be carried out. And I want a cop on every corner, which incidentally, we would already have. They had listened to me in the last election. Jerry, how soon can we go on the air? My fellow Americans, it is with a heavy heart.
As you know, earlier today, the Martian ambassador and his confederate attack men killed, many of your representatives on Capitol Hill. I will
be conferring with other world leaders as time goes on, and rest assured that working together, we will soon come out at a very real outcome. Thank you.
Is that you?
Yes. How are you feeling?
Not terribly good, I'm afraid.
May I ask you a question?
Yes. Yes, of course you can, Natalie.
Were you flirting with me on the show? Because if you were, I just want you to know that I liked it.
You did? Really? Because, you know, I've watched you on TV quite a bit, and, well, I've had something of a schoolboy crush on you for, oh, gosh, ages.
Hi there. Are you interested in the White House? I work there. I'm the press secretary. My name's Jerry Ross. Maybe you've heard of me? You wouldn't believe the pressure of my job. It's nice to see a new face. Hey, are you doing anything? Because if you want, I could give you a personalized tour. Would you like that?
Hey, Mitch, it's me. Can you let me in?
Oh, hello, Mr. Ross.
Sure.
I'm just a little nervous around here after what happened to Congress.
Exactly. Many great men and women have passed through here. Now we're passing through here. Feels good, don't it? You're very graceful. I like that. Drink.
feel comfortable? I see. Outstanding. Come out of your mouth.
Oh! Hey! I'm listening to you! Oh, I'm ready! I'm ready!
I'm just not feeling myself. Natalie, if only I could hold you in my arms.
Oh, Donald! I'm scared!
Said you wanted to know as soon as we had an analysis of the chewing gum.
Yes, what is it?
It's NO2, highly concentrated.
Nitrogen. So, that's how it could breathe in our atmosphere.
What's that noise?
agent. Mr. President, we're going to need to get you to safety.
Shouldn't we go this way?
Sorry, ma'am. There's a tour going through here.
The blue room is often considered the most beautiful room in the White House. In fact, it is often used by the president to receive guests. It is furnished to represent the period of James Monroe.
Hey, what's that?
That is a portrait of James Monroe.
Excuse me, please.
Just a second, Sheik Rockmula. Now, even in a time of so-called intergalactic emergency, the people still want to roll and move.
Mr. Land, I believe
in
we
five
ought to...
5 more minutes, Quip. What I would like for you gentlemen to do is to view our brand new state-of-the-art show. Gentlemen, there is no way that we can lose.
Trying to call you all day. The flight's been canceled.
Byron, there's Martians everywhere.
Hello?
Byron! Byron!
I can't hear you.
Byron!
Oh. I gotta get to Washington.
Byron! Byron! Yes? Byron, do you know anyone who can fly a plane?
Yeah, your husband Art.
No, he's dead. I told him this was going to happen. I even loaded a plane with supplies. I want to go to Tahoe, to the Tahoe Caves. It's remote. The Martians won't find it.
Well, where's the plane?
Private airfield, other side of the freeway.
You think we'll fly to Washington, D.C.?
Why? I want to go to Tahoe.
You find it happens all the time.
And then love will never do what you want it to. Why can't this crazy love be mine?
Jesus Christ.
There's a Martian right behind me.
Hey, it's Tom Jones, right? It ain't unusual, eh? Tom, do you have an autograph? Anybody got a pen?
Hey, that was a hell of a punch.
You better get that gun. You're going to need it.
I'm Tom Jones.
Brian Williams.
Hey, I saw you fighting Cardiff Wales once.
Yeah? Hey, Barbara.
Yeah?
You all right?
Well, I need a drink.
You and me both, baby.
We better get out of here.
You know how to fly a plane?
Sure. You got one?
She has.
Blew up the donut shop.
You kidding me?
Should I go get Grandma?
Don't forget Grandma. She's halfway out of space already. Here, lock and load.
I'll tell you one thing. They ain't getting the TV.
The President of France on line two. Mr. President, the President of France is on line two. He says it's important.
Hello, Maurice. Ça va?
Très bien. I have some good news for you. The Martian ambassador is here, and we've negotiated a settlement.
Maurice, get out of the room. Get out now.
In order to deploy our nuclear capabilities, sir.
Three, two, one, fire.
Where are you going?
We'll get Grandma.
No, you ain't. You gonna stay here and defend this trailer.
That's what Billy Glenn would have done.
You leave here, you're disgracing an American hero.
I don't care. I'm gonna go get Grandma.
What?
Ricky!
What in the hell is that?
Surrender? Look at you. You're intelligent beings. Hey, let's cut a deal. I can help you. I'm a lawyer. You want to conquer the world? You're going to need lawyers, right? Here. You want my watch? Hey, take it. Take it. Go on. It's a Rolex.
Nice shot.
Yeah. Pity I was too late.
Bob, can I have the gun back, please? Bob, give me the gun and come on.
I think it must be my music.
happy because we are human beings. And we have the United States Army that'll fight you to the last man and will never surrender.
Isn't the universe big enough for both of us?
What is wrong with you people?
We could work together. Why be enemies? Because we're different? Is that why? Think of the things that we could do. Think how strong we would be. Earth and Mars together. There is nothing that we could not accomplish. Think about it. Think about it. Why destroy? We can create. We can have it all. Or we can smash it all. Why can't we work out our differences? Why can't we work things out? Little people. Why can't we all just get along?
Bob will go with him. Cindy, come with me.
Ooh.
I think so, yeah. Who put that on?
It's stuck.
Cindy, over here. First chance you get, you take off.
I'm not leaving you.
Just do it. I'll draw them away. Now go.
No.
I said go.
What are you doing?
You must have flipped.
He's going to throw them off so we can escape.
Yeah, but we can't leave him.
A weapon. A clown outfit. Baron Wynn, heavyweight champion of the world.
Thank you. present to you the Congressional Medal of Honor, the highest decoration our nation can bestow.
Thank you, honey. But don't you dare let this happen again.
Richard Norris, on behalf of my parents, couldn't be here today for saving the world from the Martians. Proudly present to you the Medal of Honor.
You don't have to kiss me if you don't want to.
I have to.
I prepared a speech, is that all right?
Sure, that's very appropriate.
Hi, everybody. First, I just want to say that... Well, I wanted to say that there's a lot of people in the world that, like, done a lot more than I have, and they're the ones that should be here now, getting a medal. I want to thank my grandma for always being so good to me and for helping save the world and everything. So I guess, like, now we just have to start over and start rebuilding everything, like our houses. But I was thinking maybe instead of houses we could live in teepees, because it's better in a lot of ways. I guess that's all I have to say. Thanks. Is that okay?
Yeah. She got a girlfriend.
calling you. Will you answer to? When you hear